Game one Tuesday night at 7:05 and a doubleheader on Wednesday at 5:05.
That game is on
MILB TV in Ballymore. The attendance, by the way, if you're wondering, was 3,969. Tony, thank you. And Tony will give you the scoreboard, and then we'll see you next week. Next Tuesday, back in Lakewood. Tony, all yours.
Okay, Greg, thank you very much. The out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Insurance Office of America insures businesses in our area for a variety of topics, property, general liability, business info, workers' compensation, also auto insurance, compensation, employee benefits, and for personal service, call and ask for Larry DePalma at 732-751-2900. Well, a day that began with so much so much hope, I guess, is the word to say for Jersey Shore. Doesn't work out so well. They drop both ends of this doubleheader. First game, 8-1. Second game, 4-2. Let's check the South Atlantic League scoreboard, where the race right from top to bottom in the 16 Northern Division is very tight. At this moment, Brooklyn won the first game from Hudson Valley, which began the day in first place. And now they're playing the second game. It's in the bottom of the eighth. Hudson Valley and Brooklyn tied at one in the bottom of the eighth inning. Up to the minute, Hudson Valley is in first place, 22-16. Greensboro, which dropped its eighth in a row today, is 20-19. Wilmington pushes past them, actually, at 20-18. Then Jersey Shore, 17-18. Then Aberdeen, where Jersey Shore heads next, has won five in a row. They're 18-19, and Brooklyn at the moment is 15-20. Long story short, at the moment, four games in the loss column separate number one, Hudson Valley, through number six, Brooklyn, with Jersey Shore sort of right in the middle with 18 losses, 17-18, and then Wilmington now has jumped back to 20-18. On the Phillies affiliate scoreboard, let's go to that. Phillies affiliates. And we'll start off where Lehigh Valley in the second of two games is leading Worcester by a score of 12-4 up in Massachusetts. Worcester won the first game. But Jake Cave started the season with the Phillies. Is 4-for-4 with three runs batted in, including his fourth home run for Lehigh Valley in that ball game. Lehigh Valley leads game two now 12-5, bottom of the sixth. Again, that's a seven inning game, second of two, as Worcester won the first game 5-4. Clearwater, which suffered a rare defeat last night, bounces back today in the Florida State League to improve to 29-10 after a 4-2 victory over Bradenton. For the Threshers, Justin Crawford, we keep track of him, the top Phillies pick a year ago, 1-for-3, he's batting .317. Traylon Mignetti, remember him? He was here in Lakewood for a good portion of last season. Went 2-for-3 in that contest. The only player, Rincon, the 19-year-old shortstop, also had two hits in the ball game for Clearwater, a 4-2 winner. And the winning pitcher in that contest is 22-year-old right-hander Eduard Segovia from Venezuela, and he gets the win for Clearwater in that contest. Reading wins at Somerset by a score of 3-1. David Parkinson, the former Blue Claw, gets his first win of the season, and another former Blue Claw, this from a year ago, Brett Schultz, S-H-U-L-Z-E, notches his fourth save for Reading. The Fighting Phils in that contest got a hit from Johan Rojas. We always track the former Blue Claws when we can. He's at 275. They only had four hits, but one of them, a former Blue Claw, went yard. Madison Stokes hit a solo home run, his second of the season. Parkinson went five innings in that ball game and struck out seven. And former Blue Claw Tyler McKay helped out. He had a scoreless inning of relief. And that was his fourth hold of the season. That completes the scoreboard. Again, the final here in Lakewood completes the affiliate scoreboard. The final here in Lakewood in game two. Wilmington 4-7-1, Jersey Shore, two runs, four hits, and committed four errors. The Blue Claws, who came into the day number two in the league in hitting, only had seven hits over the 14 innings. They did get a two-run home run in game two from Leandro Pineda. It gave the Blue Claws a 2-0 lead, but that did not hold up. Blue Claws now 17-18, and Wilmington is 20-18. In Philadelphia, the Phillies got a win in the rubber match of the three-game series. They beat the Cubs 2-1. Bryson Stott, a late pinch hit, two-run home run, gave Philadelphia a 2-0 lead. Matt Strom got the win in relief, and Craig Kimbrell yielded a two-out solo home run in the ninth inning, but registered to save. The Phillies beat the Chicago Cubs 2-1 over at Citizens Bank Park. As for Jersey Shore, it's on to Aberdeen now. Jersey Shore will try to bounce back, and they're going to face a hot ball club. The Orioles affiliate, up to 18-19, has won five straight games, and the Blue Claws head there for seven games, and that will include a doubleheader on Wednesday. First game at 7:05 in Aberdeen on Tuesday, and that game will be available on MILB TV. Tonight's game, as always, a doubleheader today produced by Ryan Caldwell. Social media from Laura Elizabeth and from Greg Jamboreese. And for Greg, I'm Tony Graham. Again, the final scores here on the Sunday afternoon. Game one, Wilmington 8, Jersey Shore 1. And the nightcap, it's Wilmington 4 and Jersey Shore 2. Have a clawsome rest of your weekend, everybody.